Good morning. This is your morning devotion from the Elim Church, Sunderland. My name is Granville, and we've been looking over the last couple of devotions about comfort, biblical comfort. We've compared it to modern comfort, the comfort that talks about comfy slippers, a comfort blanket, a duvet day, all that sort of stuff, the squishy, squashy, lovely, cuddly stuff. But biblical comfort is far more powerful. It's far more precious. It talks about a person, the aros parakletos, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. And Paul has been teaching in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the work that the comforter does and has done in their lives. He says this in verse 4. He says, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. He goes on in verse 8 to talk about the hardships they suffered in a particular province. And he says that we were under great pressure. They despaired of their lives, but the comforter came and comforted them. And it's interesting to note that word, troubles, in the Greek. It comes from the Greek word philipsis. Philipsis. It's got the meaning of distress or pressure. Being pressurized. Having difficult time and feeling the pressure heavy upon you. And later on, lower down, as I read in verse 8, you've got the word hardships. They experience hardships, troubles, hardships. And the word hardships is stenkoria. Stenkoria, hardship, or confined, feeling as if everything is pressing in on you, pressing around you. And the idea is from a medieval point of view, there was punishment in law, particularly that you could be punished to be crushed to death. You were prostrated on the floor if found guilty, and heavy weights were put upon you until the very life is crushed out of you, pressured to death and pressure. So the other word then, the hardships, stenkoria, it means to be confined in a small place, like much punishment is given. Even today, where people are put into a confined place, unable to sit, unable to lie down, unable to stand up, confined, hemmed in on all sides. And so these words they bring to us, trouble, hardship, these words they bring to us, philipsis, under pressure, stenkoria, or in a small place, in a confined situation, pressurized from all sides. And Paul, the writer of 2 Corinthians, he says this, we were like that. We were under pressure. We were undergoing hardship, confined, everything coming in on top of us from all directions. And the comforter came. The Holy Ghost from heaven came and he comforted us in those circumstances. I'm reminded of the pop group Queen, and I'm reminded of the singer Freddie Mercury and Queen, and they sang under pressure, pressure pushing down on me, son, pressure down on you, no man asked for it. Under pressure that burns a building down, splits a family in two. You know, pressure is all around us, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. Life is hard and difficult. For those of us who trust, there is a comforter. there is one to come alongside the Holy Spirit himself. And I'll finish with the words of this reading found in a modern translation. All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing, counsel or comfort. He comes alongside when we go through hard times, and before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. This is the great thing. Not only can we be comforted, but we in turn can share the comfort with others to see them through their time of pressure and hardship and difficulty. The Comforter has come.